First scripture reading for this morning comes from Matthew chapter 13, verses 31 to 33. It's found on page 1522 of the Pew Bibles. He told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and planted in his field. Though it is the smallest of all seeds, yet when it grows, it is the largest of all garden plants and becomes a tree, so that all the birds come and perch in its branches. He told them still another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed into about 60 pounds of flour until it worked all through the dough. The second scripture reading for this morning is from Epistle to the Romans, chapter 8, verses 31 through 39, found on page 1756 of your Pew Bibles. What then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who then is the one who condemns? No one. Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship, persecution or famine, nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. There ends the reading of God's holy word.
Have the children join me this morning.
Good morning, boys and girls. Didn't you guys get enough of me this week? No? Mr. Frog's close by, but I won't wear him for... I'll bring him in later. How's that for Sunday school? All right. I got a question for you. What is the smallest thing you guys have ever seen?
A rock.
A rock? An ant? Ants are pretty small. What else? Air? Ant-Man? A stink bug, they're pretty small, but they make a big stink, don't they? Well, have you ever thought about how small you are compared to all the things that we have around us? You guys are, what, maybe like a couple, 3-4 foot high, only, I don't know, less than 100 pounds, probably a lot of you for as young as you are. And you compare that to all the people in this room and the entire country and all the oceans and all the land around the world. Compared to all that, you guys are just itty bitty. But you know what? You're not too little for God. And He knows that you guys are important no matter how small you are upon this creation. And He wants to use even the smallest things, because they can be used in great ways. And in the scripture lesson that we read this morning, Jesus talked about a mustard seed. And have you guys ever seen a mustard seed or any other kind of seed? They're really small. Have you guys seen them? Well, they're really, really tiny. But when they grow into a plant, which is much bigger than the seed ever was. And Jesus talks about the kingdom being like that seed, that even though it's just this small, seemingly insignificant thing, that it grows into something that's big and great and that can be used in so many ways. And God thinks about us like that as well. He knows that even though we're a small part of this entire universe, that we are very important to Him and that we can be used in so many great ways. So let's all bow our heads and pray together this morning. Well, dear Lord, we just thank you that even though we are just a small part of this universe, Lord, that we are beyond important to you, and we are created to be in your image, and you love us because of that, Lord. And we also know that you are able to use us, even though we are just your small created little humans, Lord. We pray that you continue to bless us and keep reminding us of that. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Ellie's going to help hand out the candy this morning. Addie's excited.